Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. What is going on? I am not in my fish tank. I'm not in my aquarium. You're probably freaking out right now. There's chaos in the street. There's panic running everywhere. What is this chair? What is this white background? I'm currently traveling. So that is why you were seeing this strange, strange background. But today,
guess what we're doing?
You don't have to guess. You can see the title. Like, I hate when YouTubers do that, when they're like, you're never going to guess what happens, but it's in the title, so you already know.
Shut up. I'm guilty of it, though, because I just did it. Today, I'm reading your guys' near-death stories. So, I've been wanting to do this for a fat minute. Last time we did this was in April. So I've collected a good chunk of stories for you guys. I'm feeling very excited, very scared to see how you guys almost died because I love y'all and I don't want you all to almost die. So we're going to get into it. Sorry, I had to like do a fart in the microphone because I for a second thought that I wasn't recording through this microphone. I also was realizing the other day how some people, some of my friends have full-on production studios. And people filming their podcast, y'all, it is just me sitting in a room in front of a green screen or a white wall and my glorious producer, Daniel, who edits it for me. That's all it is, mama. No smoke and mirrors. Very raw, very natural. This is a organic vegan podcast. You don't see many of those anymore. Anyways, I bit my cheek, by the way, so if I just start crying out of pain, that's, like, what's going on. Feeling very not good. Feeling very much cheek-hurting realness. So, anyways, let's begin. Okay, so, this first one is from Aisha Loves Ben at Raji_Aisha. Hey, how you doing? Okay, part one. Hey, bestie. So here's me submitting one of my multiple near-death experiences. So when I was, I think, 4, it was also the time I was an only child. So my mom, dad, and me were eating. And of course, both of them finished their food before me. So I was super impatient back then. Still am. Have the patience of a 2-year-old. And I was like, eating food is so boring. How can I make this go faster? So I came up with the idea of swallowing the cucumbers and skipping the chewing part. Bruh.
Life hack. Why chew your food when you can just swallow an entire cucumber whole?
Don't come for me. I was a baby. Okay. Sorry. Sorry, Aisha. I'm sorry. So I took a huge slice of cucumber and straight up swallowed it. We all know what's going to happen next. So of course I start choking on it and I go to my mom struggling to breathe properly. She panicked and tried taking it out, but she failed. So where I live, we can't drink tap water. So instead we have huge bottles of water and a water machine thing. So she takes the big bottle and shoves it in my face to make me drink it. I was drowning, please. But eventually the cucumber went down. You didn't cough that thing up. You just, okay. When the cucumber went down, my dad was standing there all the time. Like standing person emoji. He then said, did it go down? Thanks, dad. I almost died. Then I had a fear of cucumbers. So I was like 9. Anyways, that was one of my near-death experiences. Hope you enjoyed. Love you, Ben. And I almost died. Well, Aisha, thank you so much for sharing your story. I was like one of those kids too. I literally struggled with like chewing, which really doesn't sound like a struggle. Really should not be a struggle because every human does it. But like, I really, I would always like eat way too fast and then give myself the biggest heartburn or like stomach ache. Like, I don't know why, but like, I never had that switch in my brain as a kid to like signify that I was full or hungry. So I was a little bit of a chunky kid and I would like eat a whole bag of like Cheez-Its and feel nothing. I'd be like, let's move on to the next one, baby. That was just the appetizer. Where's the entree? So I kind of feel you on that, but I've never choked. I don't think I'm a registered lifeguard, so believe it or not, if I choke, I know how to save myself. Okay. I was gonna read this one, but the first tweet is deleted. Well, looks like that's not happening. Okay. This one's from Asmita Baumick. I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong. Hi people, a short story for hashtag I almost died podcast. Part one. So I was in like first grade, didn't know how to swim, but still went on the deep side of the pool because I was an idiot. I was holding onto the railings to stay afloat there, and suddenly my hand slipped off and I started drowning. I remember being scared and confused for a second. Then while going in, I literally didn't feel anything. I don't know how, but my aunt pulled me with my hair when she saw it was the only part above water. My mom started crying and everyone was quite scared. Anyways, love you, Ben. What are the odds that is the story after I mention that I'm a lifeguard? Could have been there to save you, but rip. Okay. This one's from Bailey Kate at Garnet Gal _ hashtag I must ride podcast. I was in the car with my mom and she needed gas, so we pulled into a McDonald's gas station. Did you get the BTS meal? Y'all, I really wish McDonald's had vegan nuggets so I could get the BTS meal. I can't get it. The amount of people are like, get the BTS meal. I can't get it. There's nothing I can eat in that. I could eat the fries, but I'm not going to order chicken to throw away the chicken. That's silly. Anyways, speaking of chicken nuggets, my mom, who lives in Canada, just randomly texted me the other day. She's like, you need to go back to LA. I need Chick-fil-A sauce. Like, out of the blue. That's just what my mom asked of me. So, anyways, this guy swerved off the road and hit the flagpole at the gas station with his car. It was so tall, it could have crushed the gas pumps and I could have been blown up. Part two, the flagpole fell on top of his car. It turns out he had a prosthetic leg and it got stuck under his dashboard. He couldn't get his foot off the gas. Right after it happened, my mom just drove away. Bro, she didn't want to be there and I was so scared. Neither did I. I'm going to be honest. If I, like, got in an accident and, like, broke something or did something super embarrassing like that, I think I would have to drive away. And I know that's illegal, but I can't imagine you crash into, like, a parked car or something, or you smash into, like, a 7-Eleven and you just stay there. You're just sitting next to your car while the police come. That is so embarrassing. I literally could not do it. I think I'd have to hit and run. I'm so sorry, but I don't. I'd have to hit and run. That's so embarrassing. Now, obviously, if it was a person, I'd be like, oh, and then I started doing my lifeguard skills and do CPR or something. But imagine just sitting there while the police come and people are like driving by eating their 7-Eleven taquitos and they're just looking at you after you crashed into the 7-Eleven. You're just like, hey, I'd have to drive away. I'm so sorry. Anyways, okay, let's see. This one is for, oh, this is a good chunky story. This one is from Ben_Softy. Hey, how you doing? This is my story for the I Almost Died podcast. So basically, it was 10 minutes into my first class and the principal announced that we were having a fire drill. So I was like, okay, then we went outside. Usually in a fire drill, we stay outside for like 10 minutes max. So we were still outside, out and about an half an hour pass, and everyone is wondering what's going on. It was also fall time when this happened, so it was not warm, and it also eventually started pouring on us. I text my friend to see if she knows what's happening, and my best friend texts me back saying she overheard someone saying that there was a BOM.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
What? First of all, my Siri has never sounded like that. Second of all, did not talk to her. Anyways, there was a BOMB threat at her school. At this point, I was freaking out. We were still just waiting outside because the teachers just wanted to play this out as if it was a fire drill to not worry students. After like an hour of being in the rain, they allow us to go inside the gym. In my mind, I'm like, why are we going into the school that could potentially have a BOMB in it? But anyways, I met up with my best friend and we were just waiting for any teachers to give us directions. After waiting in the gym for almost an hour, not really knowing exactly what's going on, the principal finally announced that there was a threat in our school and that we're ending school early. So then after that, my grandparents picked me up and we left. So yeah, I kind of felt like I was going to die because they made us stay in the building for more than an hour with a potential BOMB in it. Till this day, they never said if they found the bomb. So yeah, P.S. I love you, Ben. Thanks for putting a smile on my face. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the story. That is kind of ridiculous. I feel like I never felt safe in my school. I always felt like there was going to be something like that that would happen. Like, my school is very busted. And we had threats like that before. And, like, we had to get evacuated. But, like, the way they would evacuate us was, like, so non-urgent. I'm like, this mama could blow at any moment. And they'd be like, okay, everyone, single file. Everyone, single file, stick with your class. It's like, can we just get out? Can we just leave, please? Like, what?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Okay, so this one is from at max 4904-3853. Okay, so this one is for the hashtag I Almost Died podcast. So this was about 4 or 5 years ago. So during summer that year, I was up north for vacation as every year. I remember going tubing, you know, like the boat, behind the boat, and you kind of just ride the waves, I guess. You can either go fast or slow. So I wanted to go fast because I'm a daredevil. So I was in the middle of the tube and my cousins were on the sides. We hit a huge wave and my cousins went off the sides and I went under like the tube. It felt like I was under there for an hour before they picked me back up to ride back to the cabins. I never went on that thing again until like 2 years ago. Fell off once because I'm a strong human. I also have another one which is like very blurry in my mind, if that makes sense. This was like 9 years ago when I was little. I was on the teacup ride and I wasn't really securely strapped in, so like half my body went back and like it was like an air ride too, so double the trouble. Hold up. There was literally a teacup ride at, like, my school's fair. Y'all, Siri just activated again for no reason. There was a teacup ride at my my city's fair. I don't know why I said school. And it literally fell apart and, like, paralyzed someone. It was a few years back. But it was crazy. Like, okay, so if you've ever been on a teacup ride, it's, like, six little balls that you can sit in. I'm explaining this terribly. And there's, like, a thing in the middle that you can turn. It's almost like a table and you like turn it and then it like makes you spin. And this person literally spun their thing off the hinge and it rolled away and like paralyzed them. Anyways, imagine that was max on that. That's crazy. Anyways, okay. This one is from @_frogsarecool. Hashtag I Almost Died podcast. When I was in fourth grade, my teacher was making us watch this movie that I had already seen 3 times. So I was fidgeting around with the pen and decided to put it in my mouth and suck on it to see if it was one of those pens that has a hole in the middle so you can breathe if it got stuck in your throat. Turns out it wasn't one of those at all, but I kept my mouth anyways, and the next thing you know, there was ink in my mouth, a lot of it. So for the remainder of the movie, I had to sprint back and forth from the bathroom. The story just ends there. There's no tweet after that. I'm assuming you had to sprint back and forth from the bathroom because you were sharding? I don't know. Like, what? Well, moral of the story, don't drink pen ink, I would say. Anyways, okay, let's see. This one's from @Ben's Kiwi. How's it going? Okay. Hashtag I Almost Died podcast. One time when I was like 10 or 11, I was at my mom's friend's house for a dinner party, and the other kids and I were outside in the backyard playing. This neighborhood only had apartments and townhouses, so there weren't any fences separating everyone's backyards. It was kind of just one big field. Of course, we ran off far from the house without our parents knowing and decided to be funny to go ding-dong ditch other people. It was around 7 p.m., so it was starting to get dark out, and as we were about to ding-dong ditch the next house, everyone stopped what they were doing and went quiet out of nowhere. I swear it was something out of a movie. Bye. I was a goody two-shoes and didn't participate in the ding-dong ditching, so I was standing a few meters away watching them. I was also dumb, so I had literally no clue why they all went silent and were looking in my direction. Then, before I could ask what the frick was going on, the entire group starts running and screaming, and I'm just standing there like, bruh, y'all really just left me in for what? They were so far ahead at this point, and I chased after them. When I finally caught up, we all went back to the house, and bruh, they didn't tell me until months later why they ran, because they didn't want to scare me. But apparently there was a guy dressed up in all black standing right behind me, and when they saw him, he started walking towards me. My friends really left me for dead. I felt so neglected. I genuinely don't know why Mans didn't kidnap me. I was standing there with no thoughts in my brain for like 30 seconds. Anyways, there was a shooting in that neighborhood not too long after. Okay, that's all. Love you, moi. That like actually has me spooked. That's so scary. Are you kidding? That's so scary. I used to be so scared of like getting kidnapped as a kid. So... anyways, we'll get into more stories after this quick break. Okay, this is very scary. Okay, this one comes from @fish_fillet_. I don't know if this really counts, but when I was like 8 or 9, I was in the midst of my very fun hospital experience. So I was supposed to have neck surgery with his doctor, who gave me really weird vibes right off the bat, and he seemed kind of unprofessional and weird. He drugged me with some weird stuff. I can't remember what it was for no reason. Like, I wasn't in pain at the time, but he really dosed me up. A little background info, I had a pocket of stuff in my neck swelling to the size of a baseball. Then he started explaining, minor trigger warning needles, that he wanted to take a needle and just pop it. 8-year-old me was no medical expert, but I'm pretty sure you can't just pop it. And plus, it already seemed like a risky surgery since it's in my neck. Since I was feeling real good from whatever Bessie had given me, I said I agreed with it. When he asked me if it was okay, but then mis padres arrived and canceled, thankfully. The doctor seemed sketchy to them too. Bruh, that is really scary. I'm glad your parents saved you. I have kind of like a story about that. So my teeth are kind of crooked on the bottom, and I literally have not gotten braces or Invisalign for one reason, and the reason is this. So there's this one, like, there wasn't very many orthodontist places in like the town that I grew up in, because it was kind of small. So we were going to this one that was like in a mall, and first of all, the orthodontist was like, I think, just pure stupid. Like, I went in for like a little consultation. He like checked my teeth, the whole thing, and he was like, yeah, so you're gonna have to have braces for 5 years and then a retainer for the rest of your life. And I was like, so what we're not gonna do is that. Mm-mm, absolutely not. So I was like very sketched out, but like my mom was like kind of wanting to do it still. She's like, no, it's better now than never. Like, come on, we're like, this is like the only place in town, like you're gonna get it. And I was like freaking out. I was like, no, I'm not doing, I no. So I was like frantically looking for like an excuse to not get it, and I checked the Yelp reviews for this place, and there was literally people leaving reviews saying that he would like, ew, this is really scary. I guess trigger warning, drugging. Anyways, he would like, people would wake up feeling like very different, as if they had been like touched. Like, really disgusting. I don't want to get into like some of the reviews I read, but I was sitting there in the chair for this orthodontist place, and I'm like, mother, read this review, please. And we were out of there. We were gone. We were gone like the wind. It was so scary. And so anyways, now I'm scared to get braces because I feel like that's gonna happen. Anyways, this next one is from @grace3325184. Hashtag Almost Odd Podcast. Okay, so I was with some friends at this dude's farm in the middle of nowhere. Farm is huge with several abandoned buildings. And we saw this old house. So this dude we were with breaks into the house and finds an axe. This idiot took the axe and thought it would be funny to chase us with it. I swear to God, this dude was swinging the axe like a maniac. Ugh. So anyways, we approached this building that was kind of like an empty barn. The two other guys with me managed to climb up onto the building and hide on top of it. Once they got up there, they kicked the chair out from underneath the rim so nobody could follow. Thanks, guys. So I finally climbed up into the rafters of the building. Then the dude who was chasing us jumped out of the bushes, swinging the axe like crazy. He then started to chop up chairs inside the building. I tried to move farther away from him, but I stepped on a loose bit of wood and it made a creaky noise. He turned around, stared at me, raised the axe, and smiled. At this point, I was actually freaked out and I started banging him not to throw it. Oh my God. Again, he thought it would be funny or something. This dude starts walking towards the spot where I was, swinging the axe while I tried to climb further up into the building. I was freaking out and telling him to stop, and eventually he did. But then the look on his face when he was holding the axe will forever freak me out. Sorry if there's any spelling or grammar mistakes. It's pretty late here. It's been a couple of years now, and he did not turn out well. Oh my God. Y'all have some crazy stories. Like, actually insane. I'm so glad you got away from him. Holy smokes. Holy moly. Donut shop. Sorry. That TikTok audio stuck in my head. Anyways. Okay, this next one is from Lily Is Me Duh. Hashtag I Almost Died Podcast. Hey bestie, here's my near-death experience, part one. So basically it was summer, and me and my older brother and younger sister were on the trampoline in our backyard. It was a normal day like any other, but I can't tell you yet. Don't get excited. Okay. Part two. We were playing this thing called popcorn where one of us sat in the middle and the other jump up and down, so we pop it. Oh, I love playing that. It was fun back then. So it was my turn to be popped. And when I got shot in the air, I came down and broke my leg. My siblings didn't know what to do, so they went inside and got water for me. Then my mom got to help while I was sitting there in pain. So when So when my mom came out, she for real said, come over here, like walk to me. I can't walk, mom. So anyways, I crawled over to her and she carried me inside while I was sitting there. She didn't even take me to the hospital. Wow. But yeah, I couldn't walk for a while. And this was in third grade and I'm in seventh now. Sorry. You never got that fixed? You broke your leg and you never got it. Well, I hope your leg is better now. That is very questionable. Anyways, this next one is from at Massar 6. Remember that time I was kidnapped in Jamaica? What? Remember that time I was kidnapped in Jamaica, brought to a heroin den, nicely offered handmade bracelets, then had to pay to get back to the hotel? Who needs more details? Is there another tweet? That's the tweet. That's the whole tweet. Anyways, well, I'm assuming you're safe now that you're replying on or tweeting me on Twitter. So I'm really glad you're okay. Oh my Lord. Y'all, this is intense. Okay. Next one is from Kale at Breakfast with CA1. Okay. So me and my friend were on her golf cart in an empty field at night. This was when I was like 12. And her dad was driving it while we were in the back seat. Well, they started driving fast and stuff, but then they let my 7-year-old brother drive. Well, we weren't paying attention and we were goofing off and didn't realize he was going fast. And then my best friend fell off. She flew. And then my sister, who was also back there, fell off. They rolled on their butts because the gravity and fast moving car did not allow them to land on their feet. The way you worded that is so funny. And I should know because I fell off after them, chasing after my friend who actually hurt her arm. It was just twisted and was crying. She ran as fast as she could, not stopping to even catch a breath. And then finally, she went so far that we didn't even know where we were. The boys were still driving the golf cart, thinking we were still all on it. What the hell? Eventually, we ran back to, so we were worried. Oh, eventually we ran back to where we were, entered the field, and just waited for them to come back. And then once we were already on the cart again, we heard police cars and were approached by two policemen. The policeman had been given a report of some idiots running over geese and doing donuts, which was not true. It was a Karen. Luckily, they understood we were just having fun and weren't fined. But my friend was freaking out that we were pulled over. We then left and went home and had a sleepover at my house because she was so mad at her dad. She didn't even want to look at him. The end. So this was such a long story. I just remember this happened. We were still friends, by the way. Bruh. Oh, my God. That is so funny. Imagine getting pulled over and you're on a golf cart. You're just like, hey. Just did donuts in a golf cart. They're really fun to drive, though. Like, I don't blame you. My dad used to, like, let me drive the golf carts whenever we'd go golfing. I would whip that thing. And it was so fun. And it was definitely illegal, but it was so fun. Okay, next one is from at FrogWorld1. Okay, I kind of didn't almost die, but whatever. It was nice and calm afternoon in my... It was a... Y'all, why can I not speak today? It was nice and calm afternoon in my neighborhood when I was walking down my street in sweatpants and a crusty shirt. By the way, I lived in a kind of small neighborhood, but it was surrounded by crackheads on drugs. Look at part two. So I was just strolling down the street when I see like 10 fire trucks and ambulances zooming right in front of me. And of course I was scared because I was like a grub 7-year-old. So I kind of tried to see what was happening and I just see this like 40-foot-tall fire. So yeah, this fire was huge, but I couldn't feel the heat because it was like maybe 50 meters away from me. But that smoke was real. I ran back home a little scared and I said a prayer because that was a house on fire. Well, fair enough. I used to, oh my gosh, back when I was like full on Christian, I used to like pray after like anything that stressed me out. I would see like the slightest thing that was scary and I would like have to like sit down and pray. I'd be like, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I'm not even kidding. That's a story for another time though. Anyways, this one is from Stray Loves Ben. Hey, what's up? Okay. So back when I was 7, I was by myself at home while my mom was at work. When she came back, she came with a plastic Poland Springs water bottle. That's so specific. But instead of water in it, she put dish soap. My nut brain thought it was juice and almost drank half of it. I screamed so darn loud. So mom had to quickly grab milk and force me to drink it quickly. Listen, ask before you take something that doesn't belong to you. What does milk do in that situation? Would that like make you like throw up? Or like what? Huh? You didn't even mention if it made you throw up. Just drank milk and swallowed the dish soap. Okay, this next one is from Caitlin, 437-88351. For the hashtag Amazon podcast, once me and my family were going to the Sea to Sky gondola in Vancouver. That's where I am right now. Anyways, and when we were driving there, we saw the sign that said it was closed. And we were like, huh, that's weird. We kept driving as my mom checked her phone to see if it was actually closed. And not only was it closed, shut up, but the whole gondola had completely fell. And before that, we were driving there. I was telling my family, we're going to crash. And yeah, that is insane because I literally was just reading this thing because I was thinking that I wanted to go on the Sea to Sky gondola. But after I read this article, I was like, no, it said that they have this person that lives in the town where this gondola is, who is like going up to the cable and cutting this gondola cable so they all come crashing down, like destroying all the gondolas and like putting out a commission for like months. And they think it's because like this gondola has like so many tourists coming and it used to be like kind of like a working class like town or like neighborhood that this is in. So it's like they think like maybe it's like one of them getting revenge trying to like stop these tourists. But that's crazy. Like, imagine cutting the cable to a gondola and they all just, like, bruh. Anyways, I'm not going on it because I'm scared of that. So, anywho. We're going to do one more. We have, like, enough for, yeah, okay. Here's one just in case. Oh, this is another one from Fish Filet. Hello. When I was 10, I went to Peru and got such bad height sickness that my legs stopped working. Like, I just couldn't move them. I'm not 100% sure it was from height sickness, but either way, they just wouldn't move at all. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know height sickness existed. So, That's scary. I remind me to never climb a mountain. Not that I was going to do that anyways. Okay, I think this will be the last one. Hey, Ben. So I went to ride go-karts with my friend's family. A couple hours passed by until my friend's cousin wants to take me. Long story short, we flipped. We weren't hurt too bad, but if you ride a kart, go easy on the edges. Funny you should bring that up because I used to go go-karting quite a bit, like with my dad. And one time we were like at our typical, oh my God, I have the hiccups today. What is going on? We were at our go-kart place and I literally see this girl fly off the track and she's like going out of control. I don't know if her like gas pedal got stuck or she couldn't reach the brakes or something, but she flies through this chain link fence. Like it explodes on her car and like scratches her up. And then she like crashes into this hill. And like, oh, not me laughing. Anyway, it was funny. I'm so sorry. It was really funny to watch. But anyways, the ambulance had to come. I'm sure she was fine. But bruh, that was a sight to see. I was like, girl. So I'm kind of scared of go-karts. They're kind of scary. They smell like they're going to explode. Like go-karts literally smell like danger. I don't know how to describe it other than they smell like danger. Anyways, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. If you want to send me your own near-death experiences, use the hashtag #IAlmostDiedPodcast on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. That is Ben of the Week. Follow me on YouTube, Instagram. That's all Ben of the Week. Thank you for 500k on Instagram, by the way. Crazy. And 1.4 million on my YouTube channel. Anyways, I love you so much. I'll see you next Wednesday and Sunday on my YouTube channel. Take care. Ben of the Week. It's